Hello, I'm Sponsorbot. I love you. Here's a promotional message from Automacon.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm glad I get to speak to you.
We Fix Space Junk by Beth Crane. Episode 3, The Popcorn Man of Entertainia 3.
Feeling better?
A bit.
We're nearly at the planet's surface.
I didn't really expect my first day of work to be like this.
I'm guessing you've not really worked before.
I had a lemonade stand when I was little. My father made all the staff buy drinks for me. He was really happy with the profit margins.
That sounds...
It sounds like my father.
So I thought I should probably give you a bit of a lesson, so you kind of understand what we're doing.
Just to warn you, I'm kind of useless.
But have you tried?
Tried what?
Well, anything.
Pay someone else to do it is pretty much my family motto.
Then how do you know you're useless?
Because I've...
Well then. So first, a quick lesson in consequences.
You're going to go all quantum on me because I probably won't get it.
Some of the repairs we carry out or operations we do or cargo we move might not make sense. Initially, on the surface.
Right.
It's only later on that you realise that Automacon has a plan. There are always consequences, even for the little things.
How does Automacon know what's going to happen?
Statisticians. They have thousands of them. Human and... otherwise. Some of the best minds in the galaxy are number crunchers for Automacon. They decide what the end result they want is, and then their stats department pore over the potential causes and refine them until they have a course of action that's almost certain.
Almost?
Well, there's always a little human error.
Kilner?
Yeah?
Are Automacon evil?
Is anything evil? I don't know. I've been working for them for so long, I'm not sure I'd know the difference.
How did you wind up like this?
Well, it's what happens when you grow up in a small mining town on Pluto. You work in the mine, or you take out an impossibly large loan to escape. I was always good with machines, so I... left. I studied, I became a decent mechanic, and then, when I was finished, Automacon owned me. A few decades later, quite a lot of decades later, now I'm here.
That seems sad. Kind of a waste.
A waste of what? The average lifespan on Pluto is 42. I'd have been long dead by now. Dax, can you play the mission brief again?
Hello, valued employee. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be repairing a... projector model unknown in or at the Central Cinema Entertainia Pleasure Complex, Planet 3. We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes? None. Message ends.
Take us down, Dax. You know what to do.
What a jump.
Well, it used to be beautiful if you liked that sort of thing. You see over there by those festering pools of slime? They used to be glittering waters, giving health to all who bathed in them. There were lush green and purple plants everywhere, carefully maintained by a whole army of gardeners. And the Grand Cinema, That was the center stone of the whole place. I couldn't even afford a pack of peanuts here in the old days.
So what are we supposed to be doing?
We're repairing a projector. I'm guessing it'll be a Tomney Mark II. Nice bit of kit, but it doesn't like grease.
A projector. We travelled through space for 3 days to fix a projector.
Remember what I said about consequences? There are a lot of reasons to keep the people of Entertainia distracted. Try not to react too much to the way they look.
Don't worry, I've met loads of aliens. I've done the full round of diplomatic balls.
Greetings, visitors.
Stop, popcorn! Ow!
Hello, Your Excellency.
We welcome you to our planet. Although, I am afraid that with our current high levels of austerity, we have very little to offer you.
We've been sent by head office to make alterations to your main cinema.
That is good news. Things just haven't been the same since the film stopped running.
So the cinema will fix all this?
Not really, but it's good to have a distraction. It stops the riots. When you're watching a classic romantic comedy, perhaps When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, or Saw 7, it really takes you out of yourself. And then it's hard to remember that you're starving to death.
But wouldn't it be better
if you could lead us to the projection room? We'll get started.
But...
Hi there, it's me again. Sponsorbot. Here's a message from Automnagon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Patreon. Support your favorite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon, we own you.
That's all for now. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Grand Cinema.
This must have been beautiful once. The gold's peeling off the arches and the velvet's faded on the seats, but imagine coming here.
It was all right, a bit tacky. I only went inside once and that was in its last days. We want to go up those stairs and through there. That's the projection room. Look at them. They're all sitting in their seats, waiting for it to start. Can you put the toolkit down there? Told you, Tomney Mark II. It's always the grease.
So you fix these a lot?
I fixed one before the catastrophe happened, and I've read a lot about them, as well as what little I could find out about what happened here. There's a surprising amount of anthropology involved in what we do.
That's not the same as hands-on experience, though, surely?
Well, when you take a step back, everything pretty much works the same way. They're just a bunch of moving parts. Projectors, battle robots, the human body.
We're different, though.
Well, I did base my knees on a hinging mechanism from a submarine.
Really?
Moving parts.
So, am I supposed to be doing something?
Not yet. Just watch what I'm doing. It's quite simple once you know the principles. You need to lubricate machines to keep them running, but lubrication in the wrong place can be disastrous. The buttery atmosphere of Entertainia isn't great for these machines. That little wheel with the teeth wore down, and the grease made it tear through the film instead of moving it. And then because the film wasn't moving, the projector jammed and overheated, which burnt through the cellulose.
So why don't they just get a new one?
They don't have access to the outside world. It's Automnicon's job to keep it that way.
Why?
Had you ever heard of Entertainia before?
No.
So it was a massive artificial entertainment complex built to amuse the best and brightest in the universe. But as people stopped being interested in what it had to offer, it was abandoned. The nail in the coffin was the nuclear reactor that powered the place. There was a leak and it did something strange. Those creatures out there evolved from popcorn. If they were recognised as sentient, the corporation that accidentally created them would have to take responsibility for them, and it would upset too many people if they nuked the place, so... Well, it's one of the universe's little secrets.
The universe is a much weirder place than I thought.
Little bit of advice, when they come around with refreshments, don't take them. Some things evolved and some things devolved.
Like what?
The ushers. The films keep them distracted and relatively content until the universe can figure out what to do with them. Want to stay and watch this one? It's good.
Don't we have to go?
Dax, any more jobs lined up?
Nothing yet.
Okay then, I guess so. Keep us out of the ship for a little while.
Should we sit there? You'll get used to it, I promise.
Stop talking over the film.
Is it always like this?
Not exactly.
Hey, we're trying to watch a movie.
Sometimes they want to give you human snacks, sometimes they want to kill you. It keeps you on your toes.
You know I'll get out of my contract eventually, right?
That's them, the ones talking over the film.
We'd better get out of here. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Speaking during films is punishable by death.
Well, I guess they are a civilized society after all.
There's the sub. Thank Bruce I didn't park further away.
What happened to you?
Long story. Take off. Autopilot, now. So, there we go. That's the job.
I need a drink.
I thought you'd say that. Cheers.
I think I could get used to this. Temporarily.
Yeah, temporarily.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Oh, I make it out of fuel. You'll get used to the taste.
I think there are a lot of things I have to get used to.
Well, it's better than being dead.
Or married to Fabio.
I don't want to get in the way of your bonding, but there's another job coming in. Other side of Alpha Centauri.
Looks like it's time for another 3-month stint in the pods.
Can we give it a couple of days? I need some time to think.
Okay. But too long out of the pods and we'll be stuck eating recycled food.
Eating what?
It's exactly as unpleasant as it sounds.
Right.
But it's better than starving to death, which is what happened to the guy who used to own the ship.
What happened?
No one knows. They just found an empty, powered-down ship floating in space, with a puddle of human remains on the carpet. When no one claimed it, Automnicon acquired it at auction, fitted it up, and sent us on our way. Don't worry, they cleaned it. Mostly.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Don't freak her out, Dax. She's new. And besides, there's no such thing as ghosts.
Little do our team of adventurers know that there's more than one kind of ghost. And as the yellow submarine drifts slowly through space, something is watching them.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, and Daxon was played by Jack Carmichael. All other parts were played by Chris Montague, Rosie Alice, Vicky Barron, Luke Boys, and Headley Knights. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions.
How do you wish to proceed, Miss Lamb? Do you want us to inform the traps?
No, not yet. Things are getting interesting. I didn't expect her to have that much character.
So, just watch and wait?
Yes, Lionel. Watch and wait.
Rate, review, subscribe, consume, become one with us. Bring us your children, your loved ones, and your dead. Automnicon. Because life is better together.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live-play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside the dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And
yes.
Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep,
we're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser,
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.